But first off, how do we solve this problem of we win the election, but we don't get to be president?
Yeah.
Because this has happened twice now.
Yeah.
Since 2000. Yeah. Al Gore and now Hillary. And it seems to be happening to one party.
Only us. Only Democrats.
Right. Which is, of course, the way they would want it.
Yeah.
You kind of can't blame them for that. But how do we fix that?
Well, I'm in the process now writing an article that says there's a simple solution to it. We have to just abolish the Electoral College. It's not...
But they're not going to go along with that. And well, isn't that a constitutional amendment?
Requires a constitutional amendment.
That is some heavy lifting.
But all right, so it involves heavy lifting.
Right.
Let's lift heavy. Let's do it.
You're right.
You know?
Now we got to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because, you know, always Donald Trump, opposite land, he kept saying the election is rigged. It is rigged in his favor.
Yeah.
Not just that. But when you think about the election is on Tuesday instead of a holiday like most countries. Poor people can't just say, hey, I'm taking off for the rest of the afternoon and voting.
And
long lines in urban places. Of course, gutting the Voting Rights Act, where they eliminated polling places. All of this stuff, it's a completely...
And then we come up with ideas, the need for photo ID to show that you are who you are. You know, there's always been an element in our voting system that you had to prove who you were, but they've only come up recently with this notion of these more restrictive and prescriptive things that have a negative impact on those people who are less likely to vote for Republicans. And they also happen to affect disproportionately people of color.
Okay, so that's, it seems like if one place you can just pop in and vote, and the other place there's lines for 6 hours, that would be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
Against the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution and goes against the fundamental thing that binds us as Americans, the ability of the people to decide who their leaders are, who their leaders are going to be, and what policies those leaders will shape.
Right.
Now, the Republican Party has put itself on the wrong side of history here. You know, 50 years from now, people are going to look back and say, this is the party that stood for denying people the right to vote. Democrats want
as many... Yeah, but we live now.
Yeah.
I don't,
and we fight them
years,
now.
I'll be dead.
We fight them now. We fought them while I was at the Justice Department. And that's going to be a big change. I did a whole bunch of stuff to protect the right to vote.
I know you did.
The next Attorney General, I suspect, will not share my values.